This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned 8 Russian individuals, 16 entities, and 4 aircraft in response to Russia's continued aggression in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Russia launched new missile attacks on several locations in Ukraine Thursday, killing 11 people and wounding 11 others, according to authorities. Ukraine's State Emergency Service said the attacks hit 11 regions across the country. 35 buildings were damaged. Moscow's forces are targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure in an effort to demoralize Ukrainians in the middle of winter. Haitian police officers on Thursday blocked streets and forced their way into the country's main airport to protest the recent killing of officers by armed gangs who were expanding their grip on the Caribbean nation. Reuters reports that protesters first attacked Prime Minister Ariel Henry's official residence and then flooded the airport as Henry was returning from Argentina. The prime minister was temporarily trapped in the airport, but he returned to his residence in Port-au-Prince later Thursday. The protesters apparently followed him. From Washington, this is VOA News. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has flared up again in the West Bank, leaving nearly a dozen people dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in 2 decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. 2 rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the attack, the State Department, the U.S. State Department, announced that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to the region. VOA's Diane Roberts has that story.
It was just hours after the attack in the occupied West Bank when the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This, according to spokesperson Ned Price in a statement on Thursday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission. It had been months in the planning. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. The U.S. Department of Commerce said Thursday the U.S. economy cooled only slightly at the end of last year, even as forecasters are suggesting a recession is possible later this year. The growth in the October to December quarter dropped from a 3.2% advance in the third quarter, following a half year when the world's biggest economy shrank. For all of 2022, the economy grew by a solid, if unspectacular, 2.1%. That was down from a robust 5.7% growth rate in 2021. That 2021 rate was affected by the economic recovery from the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.